It's a house steeped in nearly two centuries of history. And at the helm is 80-year-old Winston Wallace, who has poured over half of his life into transforming a run-down listed building into a thriving business. But now the Georgian Guest House is under threat because of a breach in planning that happened nearly 20 years ago. In 1996, Mr. Wallace replaced the rotten wooden sash windows with replica UPVC ones, a move approved by the then Fire Authority for Northern Ireland. But nearly two decades on, it's a change the planners say they won't accept, as our reporter Nicola Weir found out when she went to visit Winston at Breezemount Manor in Coleraine.
Good morning, Breezemount Manor, and how can I help you?
There was a public opening in Easter 1999. And from the word go, visitors started to arrive and it gathered momentum. 1999 turned into 2000, 3, 4, 5, 6. And in 2007 we got this letter from the planning office telling us to take out the PVC windows and to replace them with wooden windows.
And you must have been very confused about this after a number of years later. We're talking 8, 9 years later, getting a letter saying, by the way, your windows are not right and you need to replace.
That's right. We were absolutely devastated and shocked, you know. So, if you look here, you'll see 5 box files of correspondence that have been exchanged since 2007 to the present day. We attempted to get some funding to do some of the work and approached a bank. But we discovered that the planning people had put legal charges on the listed building. At that stage, I felt like the captain of the Titanic. It was just, it was costing $64,000 to replace the windows, and another $10,250 to take out the windows and dispose of them.
And now you're faced with the prospect of having to come up with £100,000, basically in an instant, but you're kind of strangled because nobody's going to give you any money. You've got legal charges now in your building because you haven't complied with the listed building.
That's right. So the only way forward is for us to generate income sufficient to do the windows 1, 2, 5 at a time or whatever it is over the next period of years. The main income is generated during the summer months and during the winter time. You see, one of the things that the planning office wanted me to do was in 2000, this year, was to do the whole front of the building or the majority of the front of the building before July 15, right in the height of our tourist season. They don't seem to understand that this business starts in April and it's in full flow until the end of September. The only work that can be done without destroying the income is between October and March.
What kind of strain has that put on you now that out of the blue you have to come up with all this money that you didn't actually think that you'd done anything wrong in the first place?
Well, of course, the strain is enormous. As I said before, we're facing closure. The future is pretty bleak, to be honest.
So just walking round the side of the house, it is absolutely beautiful, very, very imposing. Georgian building, and the windows on it look like Georgian windows.
The main thing about those windows is they're very low maintenance. When you have wooden windows in there, you've got to paint them every year or whatever, or every 2 years or whatever, and they're double glazed, preserve the heat, consistent with environmental regulations. And of course, you hear the road noise.
Yes, you can actually hear the road noise coming up from the very busy Castle Rock Road, which
That's
runs
right.
beside it.
Well, you see.
But I suppose, you know, you have built up a great business here. You're trying to preserve something, and really, you just don't know where to turn.
Yeah, I know. It's. You see, if I was to go along and put a proposal in to add another 10 rooms or whatever it is, I could show what income that would generate. But you go along and you want 100,000 to do windows with no interest, that's not going to generate any additional income.
Particularly then with the legal charge on the house, you can't actually generate any money.
Can't do anything. We're stymied, absolutely.
That was Winston Wallace there with our reporter Nicola Weir. Well, we asked Causeway Coast and Glen Council, who now have control of planning, about this. They've sent us a statement. It says the DOE considered that the unauthorised works to this building changed the character of the building in a way that was unacceptable, and that there is no time limit for the service of a listed building enforcement notice, nor for the prosecution for works to a listed building without consent. The Department of the Environment served the listed building enforcement notice in April 2007. Having exhausted negotiation, the Department of the Environment and more recently the Council have initiated 3 prosecutions through the courts against the offender, commencing in November 2008. To date, the breach remains unresolved, despite a number of approaches by both the DOE and the Council to agree a scheme of works, and it concludes that the Council remains committed to resolving this breach of planning control to a Grade B1 listed building.